Where did we get the term heart attack? Yeah.
Well, a heart attack simply refers to damage to the heart muscle. The heart is a big muscle that pumps the blood throughout the body, and a heart attack is referred to as damage to a portion of the heart muscle.
So, an attack to me seems to be a violent sort of verb or adjective or noun or whatever it is. Why do we call it an attack?
Well, I think that probably stems from some of the symptoms that result from muscle that's starved for blood or oxygen. Typically, heart attacks are caused by either buildup of plaque or atherosclerotic plaque and a combination with blood clots that lead to interruption of the blood flow to the heart muscle and consequently results in the symptoms that we commonly associate with a heart attack: pain and sweating and shortness of breath and such.
So maybe you've seen a heart attack happen while you're in surgery or something like that. What does it physically look like?
Well, physically, patients who are experiencing a heart attack typically are in distress and pain. They most commonly are suffering or complaining of chest pain. Typically associated with shortness of breath, possibly some sweating or cold sweats, lightheadedness, and those are the typical symptoms.
It's not your heart's not jumping around in your chest or anything like that. It's just more of a very subtle sort of thing.
Yeah, heart attacks are caused by interruption of the blood flow, which results in these symptoms and causes the distress that the patients experience.
Have heart attacks changed over the years in terms of our lifestyles have changed? What about that?
We've over the last several decades, we've made tremendous progress in reduction of heart disease and heart attacks. We've gained tremendous awareness in terms of the causes and made great strides in reducing the incidence. But still, heart disease remains the number one cause of death for both men and women in the United States, and still a significant health problem.
So how do people prevent heart attacks? What's your best advice?
Sure. Well, we've learned much over the years. First off, I would certainly not. Don't smoke. If you are smoking, I would try to make every effort possible to quit. Certainly, it's important to stay fit, exercise regularly, maintain a normal body weight. It's important to monitor your blood pressure, and certainly treat that if it's high, as well as your cholesterol. And if you do have diabetes, it's important to control your blood sugars.
So physiologically, what does smoking do to the heart?
Smoking promotes the buildup of plaque in the arteries, as well as can precipitate the blood clots that form and can lead to heart attacks.
So how about men and women? They have different symptoms for this, maybe a little more subtle in some cases for women. Tell us about that.
So the symptoms are largely the same. Women are somewhat less likely to have the typical chest pain than men. They may present with symptoms of sweats or shortness of breath, lightheadedness, or somewhat less likely to present with the common chest pain symptoms that males seem present more frequently with.
Are you seeing more and more women for heart disease these days?
We have been over the past several years. Some of it, I think, is due to awareness, and also I think there's in the past maybe we didn't attribute as many of the risk factors and understand the importance that they play for women as opposed to men.
Used to be that heart attacks were seen as, as something of a death sort of sentence. Tell me about the different levels of heart attacks and the mortality involved in each.
So with our efforts to increase awareness about the symptoms and presentations of heart attacks, we've done a great job of encouraging individuals who have any symptoms to seek immediate attention, call 911 to get immediate treatment. And I think we've done a great job of reducing the initial mortality with heart attacks. We still there are a number of individuals who present with sudden death and from a heart attack, and I think, you know, to prevent that, we really need to focus on the risk factors associated with heart disease to hopefully reduce that as well.
So we're learning that with strokes, the quicker you can get somebody in for attention, and is it the same with heart attacks as well?
Yeah, definitely the same. Time is critical, and so we encourage everyone, if they experience any symptoms that they're concerned about, that they seek immediate attention and certainly call 911 and get to the emergency room as soon as possible.
So do people who have maybe one heart attack or two heart attacks, are they more susceptible in the future for heart attacks?
Definitely. So those that have had heart issues in the past are at higher risk for having recurrence. So very important to stay in close contact with your health provider, your physicians, and making sure that you're paying attention to all the things that we can do to prevent any recurrence in the future.